with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there will be two separate investigations of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, one from the Justice Department and one from the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis.
The suspect, Ryan Routh, is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple judicial circuits in the state. Palm Beach Judicial Circuit, the Judicial Circuit including Martin County, as well as perhaps the Judicial Circuit represented by Broward County. Also, the state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious straightforward offense, which is attempted murder.
DeSantis' announcement comes a day after Ryan Routh was charged with federal firearms crimes. The White House said Vice President Kamala Harris spoke Tuesday with President Trump to express how grateful she is that he is safe. Meanwhile, campaigning has resumed with Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance speaking in Michigan. Vance says others are to blame for the two assassination attempts on former President Trump.
To the Democrats, to the media, to everybody that has been attacking this man and trying to censor this man for going on 10 years, cut it out or you're going to get somebody killed.
Hundreds of handheld pagers exploded near simultaneously in parts of Lebanon and Syria, killing at least 9 people, including members of the militant group Hezbollah and a young girl. Officials in Lebanon said more than 2,700 were wounded on Tuesday, 200 critically. Hezbollah officials tell the Associated Press that the explosions affected a brand new pager system used by the militant group. The explosions occurred in the suburbs of Beirut and in other areas that are Hezbollah strongholds. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 15 points, the Nasdaq rose 35. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes stock.
The well-respected polling organization is analyzing 20 years of surveys and is painting a picture of an America that is changing fast. Pew says the country is a lot less religious than it was 2 decades ago, with more than 1/4 of the population having abandoned faith altogether. Strong majorities of Americans now support gay marriage and want marijuana legalized. They also don't trust the country's institutions or either political party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's Civil War-era ban on nearly all abortions is officially repealed. A repeal approved by state lawmakers and signed by the Democratic governor took effect over the weekend. The effort followed a decision in April by the state Supreme Court to clear the way for the state to enforce the long-dormant 1864 law, which criminalized all abortions except when a woman's life was at risk. This is SRN News. A Florida sheriff is fed up with a spate of false school shooting threats.
So, Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is taking a new tactic to try to get through students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachie High School in Georgia. Sheriff Chitwood is warning parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows it. John Scott reporting.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation to protect Hollywood actors and performers against unauthorized use of artificial intelligence, such as creating their digital clones without their consent. Studios have increasingly used AI to create digital clones of performers. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.